Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three Life Crew, Drake and Drax and B.
The Re-Up.
Hey, today is National Text Your Ex Day. Would you do it?
102 Jams.
It's 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Three Live Crew right here on your radio. B Dot, Roxy, and Drankins in this thing. What's happening, guys?
Good morning.
It is WSSU homecoming. The rain is expected to come today and tomorrow, but the skies are looking good for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Good. Get the rain out the way.
Get it out the way early.
Get it out the way.
Matter of fact, let me get this
hello,
out the
goodbye,
way.
Hello, goodbye, rain.
Hello, rain.
Get it out the way for y'all.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, rain.
Get it out the way for y'all.
Yes.
This belongs to you.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to wear this.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear this Friday.
Now, that's one thing I'd be jealous about every homecoming. I'm going to admit that.
I'm going to wear this Friday now.
What, bro?
Y'all Ram alumni, they you know, yeah. They paraphernalia, they making stuff.
Yeah.
They'll bring it up here and let your homecoming study everybody.
Yeah.
When Gio that's come right. around, boy, they don't do nothing.
And you know what's crazy? The dude that jealous. Made that right there, it says, damn right I'm a Ram. Mm-hmm. The black hoodie, the one that I got on my Instagram. And I went to the dude's page, and he got damn right I'm Aggie shirts, too.
Shut your face.
Hoodies. I saw him last night when I went to go pick that one up, and I went and picked up me a very exclusive damn right I'm a Ram.
I see how it is.
Only is mine exclusive?
Yours
like everybody else's.
Yeah.
Dang, he did you like that.
But this one, the dot version, is very exclusive.
Why you ain't give me exclusive?
Like a Roxy exclusive version,
but
right?
But I got you one.
But then we could have been exclusive together.
But I got you one.
At least he got you one, Rock. But he got dang right.
But then why he going to brag to me that
he sent me that. A brag, dude. He made.
He hollered me.
Listen, he made me one.
He did?
Because I had put that one on my IG.
Oh.
And when he made me one, I was like, yo, I got to get my girl one.
Mm-hmm.
He had made a different one for you, and it was time crunch, so I just grabbed the black one.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Let me see how exclusive it is.
All right.
Shut up.
Dang, that's not like that. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
You feel me?
I see what he did.
You see what he did there?
Yeah, I see what he did. Let's wear them on the same day and match.
We can definitely do that. You want to do Friday or Saturday for the parade or for the when we go to the yard Friday?
Yeah, parade.
Parade, because it's going to be a little chilly Saturday
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, parade it up.
Parade it up. We there. But he does have drink for you. He does
and
have
bro,
the
you dance. Know I put on the stuff and I be promoting it. They ain't got to ask
He didn't know.
Me.
He didn't know. He didn't
I
know.
I pay for
what
it
are you wowing?
He didn't know.
Wow.
He didn't know.
What are you wowing?
My homecoming was just last week and Buddy, Dot say Buddy got the damn right on my Aggies.
And he got damn right on my Eagle for Central
wow.
fans.
Wow.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Wow.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell him, bro.
Me either.
Hey, today is Movie Mania.
Wow.
If you would like to have some fun and guess some movies with the Three Live Crew, you can call up 336-680-1021.
It's crazy.
Yup.
11 minutes after 6 o'clock, 102 Jams, Tisha Ray and the Street Team trick-or-treating with the community and WSSU at Ram-O-Lantern tomorrow night. I still don't have a costume. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you.
What?
I don't think I'm going to wear a costume. I'm just not in the mood. I'm not in the mood to try to figure out what I'm going to do, especially today, last minute. Mm. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling the whole Halloween vibe.
Not Dang. Feeling it?
I'm not. I was so happy yesterday when Zay asked me, hey, Dad, do you mind if I go trick-or-treat with my homie? I said, absolutely not, son. Have a ball. Go.
Last year, I did a trunk and treat over there at Lux. I want to go back over there and set my car back up again and give out candy.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't heard nothing, though.
I don't want to do that either.
Anybody doing trunk or treats, I pull up.
I just want to sit at the crib with my lights off.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you don't want to give out none?
If I don't go, I got to give out. I'm not in the mood, y'all.
You freaking screwed.
I mean, I got to go and get candy and all that kind of food. I'm just not in the mood, man. I'm just not.
I like to get candy.
I usually do too, bro. And I usually like to dress up. I don't know what the deal is this year.
Instead of me going to get candy now, I'm into like giving it out.
Word.
Yeah, I'm into giving it out.
No, I
well,
like
your
that
kids
too.
Are older, so yeah. It's no need for you to be out there anyway.
Is that why?
Yes.
I mean, what you mean no need for me to go out there? I like that candy. I can't get out there grown?
No.
Not without a child, like you just by yourself?
Huh? So hold on. So Halloween not for grown folk?
Bro, they cracking down on Halloween being for teenagers.
Like once Unity.
You, yeah, like once you get to what a certain about? Age, like I saw something where that, like high schoolers and stuff like that, they was really trying to crack back on that. I was
who?
Like,
who is that?
I trick or treated in high school.
I can't remember. I'm gonna find it.
My sister made me hot yesterday. She done shut my niece down.
How old your niece?
My niece ain't been in the sixth grade.
Now
she ain't getting no costume. I said, well, why? She's only in the sixth grade. Wow.
Now, that's what I would not do. Can you imagine somebody coming to your house in some regular clothes saying trick or treat?
Like, nope. I was like, sis.
Nope.
She's not too old to trick or treat.
And that's the thing, like with Zay. Zay ain't got no costume. I said, boy, you better grab them shoulder pads and be a football player.
Yeah. But I've given candy to kids that didn't have a costume. I've given candy to kids that didn't have a costume.
I mean, because you don't want to be a jerk when they come to the door, but you really be like, man.
But now you understand everybody ain't going to get a costume.
If they older, I don't care if they're older.
Yeah, I don't care. If they older, I'm with it. Yeah. You know, I like, have some teens
Zay,
come.
Zay age, all right, here, kid.
Nah, yeah. If you're going to be out there trick-or-treating, right. You got to go through with the whole thing. You got to be in the costume and everything. That's what trick-or-treating is, not just random people walking around in civilian clothes getting free candy. If you want to do that, go to daggone BP.
I mean, trick-or-treating is essentially just people walking around getting free candy.
In costume,
though. Who
cares
if they're in costume?
Because that's the whole reason why I'm giving you candy, because that's the theme, costumes for candy.
I'm just giving candy because you're trick-or-treating.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, see, that's why, you know what? I'm not doing any of it. Period. It got me back off it. And that boy, and Carla gonna tell me, he was a football player last year. Well, he better put on a different jersey this. He got traded. I'm not about to do this. We've been on a tragedy for months. 102 Jams, 620, y'all. And it is Halloween Eve. Good morning.
What athlete went viral saying, what it do, baby?
Kawhi.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
And as a result of him going viral with that what it do, baby line, he is trying to trademark it because he said he would like to put it on apparel. He wants to put it on merchandise. And his lawyer has filed to trademark the phrase what it do, baby. Not only has he filed to trademark that, but also aligns city views over interviews. Now, I'm not familiar with that line, and it seems like nobody's familiar with that line, but he does want to trademark that as well. So he is just Kawhi. Just another celebrity in the line of trying to trademark something that people have been saying for a very long time.
How does he spell baby?
B-A-B-Y.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it. What it do, baby?
Yeah. Mm. What it do, baby?
Nah. See, y'all getting on my nerves.
You thought he tried to put a little twist
on it
like Kylie Jenner did?
What it do, baby? If he had a bunch of Y's on it, then yeah, that's Kawhi Leonard. But what it do, baby? Well, I've been saying that for years. Can't trademark that. That's like the Taco Tuesday. You feel me? I gotta say, and that ain't even gender specific. You might see one of your homies. What it do, baby?
Yeah.
Like that? No, Kawhi. See, yeah. That's that robot stuff.
What you mean?
No, man. You know Kawhi not normal.
He's not.
Can't get that one, Kawhi.
Nah, can't get that one.
No, not that one, bro.
He can get that hood, though.
City views over interviews.
Go ahead.
Nobody cares about that one.
Yeah, that's you right there. Take that there, Cornrow.
That's you, Kawhi.
Yeah, that's you, Cornrow.
Two jams, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. NCAA says, all right, fine. We'll let you start making money off your likeness. And the whole sports world is in just up in arms.
Shut up.
It. Yeah.
Huh?
They agreed to it. But I don't know if it's going to stick.
California set it off.
Yeah.
California set it off.
And you said they would. You said that people would pull away from the NCAA and all this. NCAA was daggone forced into this one.
That's crazy.
It's still so much that has to happen for it to be implemented.
What?
Good morning. It's 336-680-1021. Call up right now if you would like to play Movie Mania. Very simple. You call up, you let us know who you want to give the clues, and you have 30 seconds on the clock to guess as many movies as possible. Very, very simple. 632. 28 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m.
Kanye West has been getting drugged on social media in the comments for like the last 2 days. No, not over his Jesus is King album. It's because of an interview he did promoting his Jesus is King album. Now, we know he just dropped that, so he's on a promo run doing a lot of interviews. And in these interviews, he's just saying a lot of things. Like, Kanye's doing a whole lot of talking. And one thing he recently admitted in one of the interviews was that he has got an addiction to pornography.
Oh, my God.
And he... What? What?
Nothing. I'm listening.
And he says that fueling his addiction is social media. Kanye really has an issue with apps, with social media apps. He says that he feels like if social media did not exist, women wouldn't put out racy photos and raunchy photos, and then that would not fuel his addiction that he's been struggling with on and off for the last couple of years. Kanye said, look, I used to have to give somebody money to go buy me images of stuff like this. Like, I couldn't just get online and see stuff like this. He says, but now all I got to do is open Instagram and I could just see a woman naked. And people don't like it.
Kanye, have some discipline.
Not only have some discipline.
Have some accountability.
But Kanye, have you not seen your wife's Instagram?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Okay.
Have you not seen your wife's tape
like,
with Ray
what
J?
What are you talking about?
That was before social media.
Like, what are you talking about?
You used to go with Amber.
Yeah.
You, dude.
Please cut the foolishness. Like, social media is the big plague of the world.
Of the world.
Like, it's everything. You want to cut the comments off. You want to cut the followers and the likes off.
Yes.
You
want to
take off social media because there's too many naked women, and now you got to go squeeze one off. Man, shut up.
Kanye, how about this? Remove yourself.
There we go.
Since you have such a problem.
And lack of discipline.
Remove yourself. Simple. Uninstall it from your phone.
Simple.
And let the rest of us be.
Fine.
I'm sick of it.
I'm with you. And you know I don't like talking bad about Kanye. But that was stupid.
Is that picture true, the one of him and Kim Kardashian, like they on the red carpet? She got on a nice silver dress and he got on like a one-piece denim outfit. Have y'all seen that picture?
I ain't seen it.
It probably is, though.
It is.
Probably.
What you upset about the denim?
That outfit alone get off social media.
Because at the Met Gala, I think they looked something like that. Like she was super dressed
and
up.
And he's standing there
and he
looking
had on like a hoodie or something.
We'll work for food.
But that's his line. That's what his clothes
he's
were like.
He's standing there looking. As soon as I get
home, girl. Hey, 20 minutes to 7 o'clock. And if you want tickets to the Red and Black Affair going down tomorrow night, your best bet is to play Movie Mania this morning. 20 minutes and it will be 7 a.m. 336-680-1021 to play Movie Mania right now. Drankers came in talking about the Obama versus Trump conversation is going on social media. I don't know if you've heard it, but President Obama took out Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
He was very professional, Roxy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he came on the screen. He was like, listen, he explained to you exactly how it happened. You know, our tactical team did this and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Donald Trump took out
Al-Baghdadi.
And he just gave it like he just sounded like a straight up, just regular pedestrian.
Roxy.
All right, I'll let you hear it. Somebody did a montage with him side by side, Obama versus Trump. Check it out.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
The United States launched a targeted operation against that compound.
They did a lot of shooting, and they did a lot of blasting, even not going through the front door. You know, you think you go through the door. If you're a normal person, you say, knock, knock, may I come in?
After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
He died like a dog.
It does not mark the end of our effort.
A beautiful dog. A powerful dog.
We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation.
And I don't get any credit for this, but that's okay. I never do. But here we are.
May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
And I'm writing a book. I wrote 12 books. All did very well.
What's up, Rock? He died like a dog.
A beautiful dog. That's your president, man. This ain't funny, man. This ain't funny, dog. .102 Jams, 6:49, 11 minutes until 7 o'clock, and it's time to play Movie Mania for these tickets to the Red and Black Affair.
Let's do it.
All right. Got a young lady on the phone. She's been given the rules. What is your name, Mom, and where are you from?
Sierra with an S. From Burlington.
Sierra from Burlington. All right, Sierra. Who do you want to give your clues for Movie Mania? Me, Drankins, or Roxy?
Let's go with Roxy.
Wow.
Whoa. All right, so listen.
Don't know much about me, do you, Sierra?
So listen. What's going to happen is you
I don't know much about movies myself.
Do you have any questions or concerns?
No.
You should be concerned, though. So you got a bucket, okay? You should be concerned.
Question from me.
Yes.
Am I able to pass movies that I have not seen?
Oh, my God. Yes, but just put a star beside them, and we'll just use that list.
And we'll
as the
just
list.
Keep it moving.
But go in order from the top on that list. Don't skip around. All right, so Sierra from
Okay, Bro. Another question.
Ooh-wee.
What if I don't really remember the movie, but I may have seen it?
Roxy, why are you making this so difficult?
I'm just asking.
Listen, Sierra chose you, so y'all get through, sis. Push through, sis.
Okay, we're going to push through.
Count you down. Y'all, you're going to push something. 3, 2, 1, go.
A dude get fired on his day off for stealing boxes, and then he sit around and smoke all day.
Got it.
A man travels to find his bride in the U.S., with his servant. It's a racing movie. The guy, it's a funny racing movie. Yes. A principal goes in to clean up a bad school, and he's the HNIC.
Time.
You got three.
Definitely got three.
Definitely got three.
Three is a good number.
You did a great job, Rox.
You did, Rox.
I was shocked.
I was impressed, Rox. You did a very good
y'all
job.
Y'all was impressed with me.
Yes.
Sierra, congratulations. You got three. Three is the number to beat. I don't know if anybody can beat three in 30 seconds.
That's I don't know.
10 seconds per joint. That's really a good time. So good luck to you. Right now, you hold the tickets to the Red and Black Affair in your hand, Sierra.
You do, boo.
Okay. I hope nobody beats you.
No doubt.
We did that, sis.
Y'all did, man. Y'all did. No cap. It's 5 minutes after 7, and I'm eating Allen Laters for breakfast. What you eating?
Nothing. John Witherspoon, rest in peace. Yesterday, we got the news that we lost a legend at the age of 77. Right now, cause of death has not been released, but we do know that he died at his home. The family put out a statement just telling everyone, letting everyone know that he has passed. They also said they're very shocked. And just I was looking on his son's Twitter, and it seems like the family was not expecting this at all. They say that he said that he doesn't know how to feel. His dad was his best friend. They would roast each other back and forth like they were homies. I can see them doing that. I definitely could. And he just says that, they're asking for our prayers and support as they work through it all.
Mr. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Very, very sad news, man. I was just looking on Twitter at a list of movies he was in. Like, he was in so much. Yes.
And I'm talking about staple movies.
Yes.
My favorite character. Yes. Like, I know a lot of people's favorite character that he played was Pops on Friday. But my favorite character he ever played was the dad on Boomerang. Man, when he had that mushroom belt with the inside and told him you got to coordinate. Like, that was my favorite character of all time. Then, of course, he was on the Boondocks. Like, he did everything, man.
Yeah.
Rest in paradise, J-Dub. 6 minutes after 7, y'all. 3 live on your radio. And if nothing else, just be thankful for life this morning.
Absolutely.
.102 Jams, 3 live crew right here on your radio, and it is time to play another episode of Movie Madness. 8 minutes after 7, the number to beat It's three from Sierra in Big Bad Burlington.
That was a strong three.
It was, bro.
Yeah, because you can't tie it.
Strong.
You have to beat it.
SKR, strong.
Who we got on the phone right now ready to play?
This is Travis calling from Winston-Salem.
Who do you want to give your clues? Me, Drankins, or Roxy?
Roxy.
Back on the Roxy trains.
Rock.
All right.
It was impressed, Rock.
All right.
All right. You know how the game goes. Right now, Sierra has the tickets with three. She's got three correct in 30 seconds. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock for you, Travis. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Count you down in three, two, one, go.
Two rappers star in this movie. They drug dealers. They grow up together, and they have an empire, but then one of them want to be clean because he joined us. Okay, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Okay. Pass. Okay, a cop. He's a bad cop, a dirty cop, and he has a day to show this other cop who's clean around.
Training day.
Pass. Okay, this is about a
time. Even if we give you the three, it's still a tie. So you did not beat Sierra.
I could have got those.
You did not beat Sierra.
Did not beat Sierra. Three. And it's questionable because we don't know if it's two or three because you said day. He has a day. And the movie was training day. And you know you can't say a word. I know you didn't think about that.
But he still only got three.
No, you were right.
You were right. You got three. But it didn't beat three. It didn't beat three.
Didn't beat three.
You got to beat three.
Sierra still holds it.
Got to beat three.
Got to beat him, man. Sierra still holds the tickets for the Red and Black Affair. If you think you can get more than three in 30 seconds,
honestly,
hit us up. We'll be more than happy to give you those tickets. Hey, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, Three Live Crew is the name of this show. B-Dot, Roxy, and Drankins. We in this thing.
On September 1st, Kevin Hart was involved in a very, very, very serious car accident. He had to have spinal surgery as a result of those accidents. And ever since then, it's been very, very hush. Mm-hmm. Like, you haven't heard a lot about his recovery, how he's doing. Well, yesterday, he did share some updates with his fans in the form of a video on Instagram. And Kevin Hart looks really good.
Really?
Yes, he looks like he's getting back to his old normal self. It kind of chronicled, like, his journey going through rehab and going through therapy. And you could see at the beginning it looked like it was very painful. Just the things he was having to do, like taking baby steps or lifting his foot up just an inch off the ground. You could see his face like scrunching up in pain. And then it fast forwards to what I assume to be present day, and he's walking around, he's able to interact with his friends and his family, he's joking, and he looks really good. So I'm very happy that his recovery has gone well.
No question. That's what's up.
Yeah. Dang,
that was a scary time, bro.
Yeah, it was.
Can't wait for him to hit the stage and talk about it.
Yeah, because he will do that.
Oh, you know that's going
to
happen.
If you want to see the video that he posted, it will be on our Twitter page, 102_Jams. Ice water turn Atlantic, night calling in a phantom.
Wow, Rock's in here freaking me out. Listen. Just saw this on Twitter happen like 6 minutes ago. It was posted.
You just gonna say that and keep it moving?
Yeah, because that joint freaking me. Roxy showing me a visual of Michael Jackson speaking a different language.
No, it's an impersonator.
It ain't Roxy. That ain't no impersonator. That is Michael Jackson.
It's a Michael Jackson impersonator, but it looks just like Mike.
No, y'all. Michael Jackson done been pulling the wool over our eyes the last 10 years. Michael Jackson been
over. This is kind of scary.
In Pakistan, learning different languages. And now, he's then popped back on the scene. And Pac somewhere mad as hell. Like, I should have thought of that. At least three people. This is serious. At least three people are dead and 9 others injured after a shooting at a Halloween house party in Long Beach, California.
What in the world?
Y'all be safe out there
at
this
house
Halloween.
Party?
At the house party, Rock.
Wow.
Hey, my girl sat here and sang the whole 3 minutes and 18 seconds of that one now. She liked that YK Osiris and that Kalani when it come on the 102 Jams airwaves.
Hey, no, they sang that now.
They did.
No, they sang that.
Are you liking YK Osiris more than Jacquees?
I don't know. I got to go song for song now.
Welcome to More Than Enough Reason with Geico.
I'm a young CEO. Sure. Yeah.
102 Jams, 3 Live crew here. And it is time for Movie Mania. It's very simple. We got Markia on the phone calling from Martinsville. And she's got a tough task at hand. Right now, Sierra from Burlington has the tickets for the WSSU Homecoming Red and Black Affair in her hands.
Yes, she does.
She got 3 right in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Travis call up. Travis, too, got 3 right.
Yep.
But that wasn't enough to beat Sierra. Mm-hmm. Sierra still holds those tickets. Now, we've got Markia from Martinsville. Markia, who do you want to give you your clues? Me, Roxy, or Drankins?
You.
Me.
Uh-huh.
Whew. All right. All right, you know how the game goes, Markia, correct?
Uh-huh.
30 seconds will be on the clock.
Counting you down in 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, this movie's in California, and a dude gets shot by a dude in a red car going down the alley.
Poison.
There we go. Boom. This movie is a movie about a dude that goes to jail, and he meets a black dude while he's in jail. It's an old movie, but he's in jail for something that he didn't do. In jail, he becomes the accountant and all kinds of stuff. Pass. This movie is a movie where the dude gets struck by lightning and finds like a time machine.
Time.
You got one, boo.
You got one. Sorry, baby.
Which means?
Yeah. You're out there. God, that's a lot more difficult than you would think.
Hey.
Boy, they are really trying their best to ruin Drankin's experience on Instagram and Facebook, Roxy.
Why? Who?
It's 102 Jams with the 3 Live crew, 7:38, 22 minutes, and it will be 8 o'clock. And Facebook and Instagram have passed some new community guidelines.
Okay.
Where you cannot use the eggplant and the peach in a sexual reference. If you do so,
how are you going to control that?
You can be flagged.
By who?
By Instagram. They see what you're posting.
They filtering it?
Yeah. And if you post, especially if you post the eggplant with the peach, you can get your account flagged and possibly suspended.
That's fine. I done switched it up on them. No, I don't use the peach.
What you use now?
I put the avocado.
Look at my boy.
Yeah.
That went avocado on him.
What is the deal? Like, why so many rules? What?
I know, right?
What? Like, if people don't want to see something, they don't have to see it. You can put filters.
Or follow people that you know.
You cannot follow.
Yeah.
Like, what are all these guidelines and community rules and whatnot? I'm getting sick of it.
Are you getting sick of it, Rob?
You know what? Kanye set this off.
Yeah, with his stupid self.
Kanye set it off, y'all.
Hey, don't worry.
That's
switching
a lot
it
of
up.
Influence.
We're switching it up, Dot. No more peach.
No more
we're going with the avocado.
Avocado.
And no more eggplant.
But what about the eggplant?
Oh, we're going with the sub sandwich roll. Sub sandwich.
Hey, baby, you want this sub sandwich on that avocado? Game just got changed.
What's up?
We one step ahead of you, Facebook and Instagram.
Trips that you plan for the next whole week.
Hey, 7:47, y'all. 13 minutes until 8 o'clock. And sometimes you just got to check your lady, let her know, hey, I'm the man around here. And that be happy.
Ain't nothing wrong
with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it with wearing the pants.
It's movie mania right now. We got PJ calling from the Trey Foe.
Don't say that and keep it moving.
Why ain't keep it moving?
Don't
that's all that need to be said.
Don't say that and keep it moving.
Mm.
You make
need to
me
be
sick.
Mm. Big shout to PJ from the Trey Foe. Trying to beat that number 3, Sierra. If you're just listening, Sierra called in the 6 o'clock hour. The first contestant, she has set the bar with 3. PJ says, listen, just the last dude that just got 1 with you, Dot, I knew all of them. I would have got all of them and kept it moving. So now he's ready to play himself. PJ, who do you want to give you your clues? Me, Roxy, or Drankins?
All 3 of y'all. It don't matter.
Man, you have to pick somebody,
person.
PJ.
I pick Rock.
Roxy.
There we go, Roxy.
I'm working
to you,
hard
Roxy.
Today.
Back to you, Roxy.
I didn't think I would be.
All right. Now, PJ, it's simple. You're going to have 30 seconds on the clock. Roxy will give you the clues. The number to beat is 3. Sierra has 3 in 30 seconds. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Roxy, are you ready?
No.
Good. Count you down. In 3, 2, 1, go.
This movie is about a girl. She grew up back in the day and she loved her sister, but her man wouldn't let her be around her sister. And, this movie is about a boat that sank, and it wasn't supposed to sink. It wasn't supposed to be.
Boom.
Okay, this is a football movie about football back in the day. It was racial, and they got a black coach, and he went over there and he had to make.
Not the right name.
Time. Wouldn't have probably got another one anyway. That has you have you at 3, but it really has you at 2 because the movie is Remember the Titans.
You said we are the Titans.
Yeah, you said we are.
You started
the
singing song. We are the Titans.
Mighty Titans.
Yeah, you think of that scene? Yeah.
Sorry, brethren. Hey, it's 7:53. 7 minutes, and it will be 8 a.m., and you're listening to 102 Jams 3 Live Crew. Good morning.
Cut this music off.
Okay.
Mm. I need something sad. Just the saddest music.
Oh, you know I got you, bro.
Don't get sucked in.
The saddest music.
Yeah. Sad, and it ain't going to be sad.
You can feel it in the air, man.
It better be sad, though.
Watch Forever 21 and close some stores.
Forever 21 live to me, Dutch.
Hey, look here.
How did I know that, bro?
How did you know?
I ain't seen no stories of that.
Did you already see this?
I swear to God.
That is trippy. That is trippy. Oh, that is trippy. Because just over the weekend, my daughter and my niece were distraught over this. I heard them talking about it.
What happened?
Drake, where are we going to go?
What the hell are you talking about?
Y'all are really messed up behind this.
Forever 21 lied to us. The rumor came out. It came out. It leaked that they were going to be filing for bankruptcy and closing mad stores. It leaked out. And Forever 21 was like, no, that's not true.
Mm.
So we was like, okay, good. Because
yeah.
We need you.
Yeah.
For our cheap clothes.
Yeah, y'all do, Rock.
Now what's done happened? The truth done came out.
What's the truth?
They did file for bankruptcy. Mm. Closing 200 stores across the country.
How many stores they got?
A lot. Mm-hmm. Which is why they filing for bankruptcy. You know, online shopping is taking over. Ain't nobody buying clothes from the mall no more.
Not like that.
I went to the mall last weekend, y'all. All these empty storefronts, Jesus. I said, well, how is the mall going
to
sustain?
I was about to say, I don't know how they're paying their rent in some of them stores.
How is the mall going to make it?
There's some stores I have never set foot in, and every time I walk past it, it's empty. Every single time.
But they still there.
How?
I don't know.
The Forever 21 here ain't going to close. That thing
not
jumping.
Not going to close.
Oh, it's jumping over there.
Now, there is... A ray of sunshine in this gloominess.
Yeah.
All right. The stores in Haynes Mall and Four Seasons will not be closed.
That's what's up.
Now, there are 3 stores in North Carolina that are closing, but ours are safe.
Yeah.
Our Forever 21s are safe.
That Roxy
and I
make
may
sure.
be personally keeping it in.
Yeah, you
I
is.
Don't know.
And Sanaji.
But I'm just hoping because more closings will be coming down.
Look at Rock.
I'm just praying.
What you praying, Rock?
That my Forever 21.
Stays forever.
Dang. How your name Forever 21 and you filing for bankruptcy closing stores?
I see the one in Norfolk right there back in the city closing.
Yeah, that one in Charlotte closing. Yeah. They got one in Asheville, one in Fayetteville closing. Tell the skinny hoe to point me with a thick hoe
that he want a flat booty. I'm not with. Vote yes to Paramutual. Learn more at danvilleWins.com. Paid for by Danville Wins with Paramutual.
Homecoming season. Hey, shout out to the AWOL Men's Empowerment Network for keeping a brother held accountable.
102 Jams.
Five minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. Good morning to you.
Hey, is it too late to play the game?
It sure isn't. Who is this? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Renee from Winston.
Renee from Winston.
All right, Renee.
We got about 2 more times, and after that, we're just going to get Sierra these tickets. Do you dig me?
Yeah.
Do you dig me? The question is, Renee.
Oh, here go my sister. You know what?
What?
My sister really gets on my nerves.
What she say now, Rob?
Every game we play.
What's her problem?
Oh, I get all of them.
Yeah, here we go.
I do all of that. Well, if Renee, you wouldn't.
If Renee don't win, we going to call her.
That's what we going to do.
That's what we going to do.
Renee, who do you want to give your clues? Me, Drankins, or Roxy?
Drank.
I was wondering when somebody was going to pick Drank. I was wondering when that was going to happen.
Big Drank.
All right, Renee, you know how the game goes, correct?
Yes.
30 seconds on the clock. If, for some reason, you don't know the clue the Drankins is giving, you're more than willing to say pass, and he'll skip to the next one, okay?
All right.
All right, count you down in 3, 2, 1, go.
This is a movie about a little white dude. He go in the past. From getting struck by lightning. There we go, boom. This is about a guy with black shades on and but he in the computers, and the computers going making these other dudes appear, and he fighting them. Boom.
She passed.
Pass. Okay. this one is about dinosaurs.
Jurassic Park.
Boom. This was about a fish in the
ocean. Time, Renee. You got two, right. Baby.
Dang, you got
you
two.
You got two. And passed on. What was she passed on? No, never mind. She didn't guess it, so we can use that one later. Sorry, Renee. Gotta get you up out of here. And still, I guess we'll let your sister get the last spot to see if she can beat Sierra.
Yeah,
but if not,
she's talking all that junk.
Yeah, we'll give Sierra these tickets. Fifteen minutes after 8. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio.
Should I talk or no, y'all?
Yes.
I'm serious. Don't cut me off when I start.
What you talking about?
With shenanigans.
Right, suggest.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk.
That you were a champion.
Can I talk,
yes,
please?
Sorry. Go ahead.
I don't want to do some other music, man.
I don't want to do this.
Because all y'all going to do is start singing when I try to talk, and I don't have time for that. All
right, fine. Hey, man.
Thank you. I Will Always Love You. Classic hit sang by who?
Whitney Houston.
Who did it belong to first?
John Travolta.
Why did you say John Travolta?
Could have happened that way. We don't know.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly?
I knew it was somebody white.
Yeah, but anyway. Patti LaBelle. Monday night, she's on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And she said that song was supposed to be hers before it was supposed to be Whitney Houston's. Mm. Now, there was no shade. She wasn't being shady about it.
She praised Whitney.
Fact. She
so I say it. What she mean?
She was just telling what happened.
All right.
Now, she praised Whitney, and she said she thought what Whitney did was wonderful, and she's glad it happened the way she did. But she said prior to Whitney having the song for The Bodyguard,
some of the best shade throwers have used praise
facts
to throw that shade. That's how Prince did it best. Prince just do it best. Used a little bit of praise to throw that shade.
She said that she and Dolly Parton were having a conversation, and Dolly told her, you know, I want you to sing this song. And Patty was like, yeah, girl, I would love to do that. But she says before she could give a real yes and let Dolly know that that was something she was actually interested in, that thing was already recorded in the movie and a hit for Whitney Houston. Mm. And she says that, you know, that's just how the business works.
What song
like
again?
It moves, I Will Always Love You.
Mm.
I can't hear anybody but Whitney singing that song. When I heard Dolly's version, I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, it was. But so, I can hear Dolly's
version on Hand I.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, it was.
Hey, she put that country twang on.
Well, she's a country singer.
Yes, sir. Hand I. Like, what? No. Y'all want to go to the Coliseum?
But yeah. Dolly was known.
Hey, for them knockers.
For them sabas, Rock.
Okay. All right. Can we talk about that?
No! That's
right. So I ball so hard, just want to find me.
First. Osama bin.
It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. 3 Live Crew on your radio. Good morning.
Roxy.
Yes.
Have you ever heard, been at a funeral or whatever and heard the eulogy and the preacher just dropped some funny stuff in it or whatever?
Yeah, like you about the person?
You've seen that, yeah. Funny stuff. That's cool.
Yes.
That's cool. Yeah. You know, a preacher getting up there lighting the crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Making us think about the good times.
Yeah.
That's why my company, man.
Go on now.
Yeah, it's
not the time.
Yeah. But this Pastor Rock.
Y'all just wait.
This pastor. And Pastor's been tripping lately. We already experienced Pastor Wilson.
Yeah, that wasn't tripping. Women love Pastor Wilson.
Yeah, they love. But this Pastor Rock giving the eulogy, you know, he just wanted to acknowledge the ladies.
I want to say to this family, y'all got some sexy women in y'all family. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Y'all got some sexy women. Mine was just a little bit younger, brother. I call it a bold.
What?
On y'all. I might be old, but I ain't lying.
I think he's gonna do a little praise
and all that.
Yeah, right there when he said, "I may be old, I'm not blind, y'all." He did like a little who like that, shouting out the women.
I mean, that was not. That was really tacky.
That's the word I was going to use.
That was not the time for that.
It did.
Sit your ass down. That was not the time for that. No. And all that cackling and hollering and laughing and clapping.
How come nobody stood up and did that? Nobody stood up and did that, Roxy. No one in the video.
It did make me want to see the women, though.
Hey,
it did now.
Of course it did.
Did you see the women?
For him to say, you don't get to see the women. But for him to say that in the eulogy,
bruh,
he had to be.
All right. Well, whatever.
They had to be fine as hell. That man didn't even care about that person in that box.
What was that? That was not the time.
It was ratchet. This is the Ratchet Report. That's what the president of Ratchet Nation delivers to us, the Ratchet Report. And that right there, Roxy,
you don't know what they had in their will and wanted to be remembered and what they wanted them to say?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't in the will to shout out.
Yeah, it was in the will
to shout out the women and the family.
At my funeral, shout out my two cousins, because you know they down the line. And I always been wanting them.
All right, so whatever.
Yeah, I miss you, but I got no time for that. How could you...
102 Jams, 3 Live on your radio. Roxy, are we going to be able to get Shanti on the phone, or is she capping?
You know what? She's capping.
Is she capping?
Yeah, my sister.
Wow.
Y'all know her. Ashanti.
Wow.
In Winston.
Wow.
Y'all know who she is. Ken lady.
Wow.
Yeah, I put the whole family
on
blast.
Roxy.
I'm
going to
put the whole family on blast.
Ken had nothing to do with
Ken
this.
Ken lady. That's
man,
his lady. That.
My dude, a casualty.
Ain't that the plight of a man?
That's his lady.
A man always getting drugs and
stuff.
Now,
she texts me talking all this junk.
Yeah.
Every time we play a game, she texts me talking junk about the contestants. Oh, I get that.
Yeah.
Oh, I do that. Now, I done sent her the number to call.
Wait. She's calling right now.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
When we get back, Shanti on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, look, so you're looking for the best deals on a pre-owned car or SUV.
102 Jams, 33 minutes after 8, folks. 27 minutes, and it will be 9 a.m. Good morning to you.
Hey, y'all gonna try to call me like that.
Hey, that's your blood, G.
That's your blood.
That's your blood doing that.
It's your blood, son.
Yeah.
What's up, Shanti?
I'm trying to play.
Huh?
I'm trying to play.
You trying to play?
Good.
I'm trying to play.
All right, man. We got Shanti on the phone. It's simple. All right, you know how the game is played. 30 seconds and see if you can beat Sierra's score of 3. My question is, who's giving you your clues? Me, Drankins, or your blood sister, Roxy?
My blood sister, Roxy.
Yeah, it only makes it right.
It only makes it right.
It only makes it right.
All right, it's going to be very simple. Yeah. Roxy has the list. Roxy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Shanti, are you ready?
Ready.
If Roxy is doing too much stuttering and you can't hear or whatever, you can just pass it to save yourself some time, all right?
Okay.
Count you down in 3, 2, 1, go.
This is about a cop. He goes undercover to take down the Carter brothers in New York. It's a big drug raid.
Okay, City.
Boom.
Okay. This one. It's four chicks. They rob banks. Huh?
Set it off.
Okay. This is a cartoon. It's about a little cub. He's going to grow up and be the ruler of the land.
Boom.
This one. It's four people. They on a post office.
Ah! There we go.
Three.
Blame it on Rock.
I ain't blaming on Rocks and all that stuttering. Somebody hit me on Twitter and was like, man, y'all got to take off time when y'all get the stuttering up there like that.
But no, I said, we don't. Hey, you get to choose your partner.
That's exactly what I said to her, Rock.
So you know who get the stuttering and whatnot.
You should have chose me, Ashanti.
Hey, no cap, Ashanti. You did good. You got three. But unfortunately, that was not enough to beat Sierra.
That wasn't my fault.
Dang.
It was your fault. Because first of all, you should have gotten New Jack City faster than you did.
Oof. Done. Hey, we know what y'all going to talk about on Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all gonna remember this. Trick or treating tomorrow. Y'all gonna talk about this.
Hey, we gotta do it to you, Shanti.
It had to be you, sis.
Congratulations, Sierra. You going to the Red and Black Affair. And it will be 9:00. Congratulations to Sierra. She held on to those tickets from 6:20 to right now. All morning long, man.
Yesterday, we lost a legend. Rest in peace, John Witherspoon. He died at the age of 77. His family did release the news along with a statement saying they were shocked by his death. They are asking, for our prayers and privacy during this time while they grieve. No cause of death has been released yet, so we'll be waiting to see exactly what happened. But I was on his son's Twitter page, and it does seem like they weren't expecting this at all. So I don't know if there was something that suddenly happened health-wise, but he did pass away at home. I don't think we can mention it enough. He was, such an icon in our culture. We've talked about it this morning already, but I did want to mention it again.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's definitely all over social media. Everybody's putting up their posts.
Yes.
Definitely a loss in the comedic community and just in the film community. Just prayers up to the family, bro, for sure. 20 minutes and it'll be 9:00, y'all. 3 Live. Good morning.
Okay.
How to party? We know how to party.
102 Jams, 13 minutes, and it will be 9:00, and there's new slang out, and I want to know if my homies have heard it. Are y'all familiar with this okay boomer?
No.
What that is?
Well, it's a term that pretty much just, it means old head. That's what it means.
Oh, baby boomers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they said the millennials are using it a lot. So if somebody says something that's like, they say something crazy or cringy or something silly or like demeaning to
something
younger
old.
Cats or something like that, or something old, they're like, okay, boomer.
Okay, I get it.
Just want to put that out there for you, man. Just want to put that out there. If you're using any outdated terms and stuff like that, you're saying, let's get jiggy out here. Somebody be like, okay, boomer.
Dang.
Raise the roof. Okay, boomer.
And if you're still using that
yeah, I'm gonna hit
you probably
okay,
won't
boomer.
Even know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Let's get crunk. Okay,
nobody's
boomer.
Saying that. Nobody's still saying, hey, let's saying get that, crunk. Bro. Let's get crunk.
People say that?
No, not I let's get crunk.
I bet you. Photoshop. I bet you. 12 minutes, it'll be 9:00, man.
You are looking at a legend in the flesh. Pause. Hold up. Pause.
102 Jams, good morning.
I'm 51. I still say square biz.
My boy still say square biz.
Hey, shoot, what's up?
So what's up? How you use
square
use
biz.
That? Use that in a sentence for me, please.
The Cowboys stink. Square biz.
God damn, that was a horrible
sentence. How about them Cowboys?
Feel like he took a shot at you right
now. He did, bro. He was thinking that. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, man, we say let's get lit.
Look, my boy. Getting lit out there.
No. Yeah. Let's get crunk.
Mm-hmm. Lit on the decline, too, ain't it?
Is lit on the decline?
Already?
Let me know, child, because I'm still.
Are we still lit?
I thought so.
Oh, I thought
yeah,
nowadays. Nowadays we getting teed up.
I thought so.
All right.
Get
good
teed
morning.
Up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm coming up, Rock. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I sound right saying it.
Oh, like if I use at a party, like shoot, the party
Hello?
Was teed up. Yo.
Y'all use OK Boom wrong.
We use OK Boom wrong?
Yeah.
How you use it?
It's like you telling a story, right?
Yeah.
So before you tell the story, you like, OK Boom. So this what happened.
No.
Not OK Boom.
Not OK Boom. It was OK Boomer.
Boomer?
Yeah, like baby boomer.
Yeah.
Like the baby boomer generation.
Yeah, the baby boomers is the older heads.
Oh, yeah. I ain't never heard that before. I'm 21.
Yeah, see, that's that new slang right there. No, I'm definitely familiar with OK Boom. OK Boom, when you hear that, something is about to hear a dope-ass
happen.
Story.
Something done happened.
Oh. 102 Jams, 3 Live on your radio. Hey, Lil Bit Rock, you told us earlier that we lost John Witherspoon.
Yes.
And now a lot of comedians are just telling stories about John Witherspoon.
Word.
Eddie Murphy is coming out, told a story to Charlie Murphy. Of course, mm-hmm. He's gone too, rest in peace. But Eddie told Charlie about a time at the Comedy Store in the 1980s when Paul Mooney and John Witherspoon was going to whoop Eddie Murphy's ass in the parking lot.
Why?
And he said Charlie was shocked, like, what? And they're going, Eddie Murphy said, yeah, Charlie, they weren't always old, okay? But we don't know why they was going to whoop his ass. Maybe he'll tell it in one of his, in his stand-up he's got coming. So that'll be dope. 5 minutes till 9, y'all. Let's go. I'm a piper. If I hit it 2 times, then the light. Should I get one? It's 9-11, my favorite time of the day. You already know how that goes down. Birthday boy, Team Virgos, what's happening? Big shout out to all the Scorpios out there. My wife is a Scorpio. Got a birthday coming up this Friday, as a matter of fact. Right there, smack the kickoff the weekend for WSSU's homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a conflicting time like that with her birthday and homecomings.
Oh, always. Just right there.
Right there. Next year is Jiho on her birthday.
Yeah.
And I told her, next year, you're coming out of retirement, sis.
Does she want to come out of retirement?
Yeah, she don't really have a choice. 102 Jams, we're the 3 Live crew, man, enjoying on this good Wednesday, this good hump day. Haven't been to the gym in about a week. I'm feeling weak.
Yeah, me too.
A week off will make you feel weak. Believe that. I'm going to try to get in that today, man, but God, this week is just so busy. I still got to get a wax.
Just do what I did. Listen, I'll be back next week strong. That's what I'm doing.
That's what you're going to do? Just wait till Monday?
Yeah, just start fresh.
I might have to do that, but I'm going to at least do some push-ups or something.
Are you getting ready for your wax?
Yeah, I got to get my chest waxed.
That's what you're looking forward to.
No, I'm not looking forward to it at all.
No, you brought it up.
No, I'm not looking forward to it at all, no.
I got
to
get my wax.
I do. There's so many things I got to do. I got to get a manicure. I got to get a wax.
Hey.
I should go get a facial.
I need a manicure.
I need a pedicure.
See? I need a facial.
Gotta I don't need
get
a pedicure.
My hair done.
I definitely need a facial.
My outfit's not together. Like, I just got.
Who does your facials?
Kay.
Okay.
Yeah.
12 minutes after 9, man. 3 Live crew on your radio. Is there anything you would like to say?
Oh, nah, man. You know, go get your wax and your manicure.
Absolutely. I plan on it.
I don't like how he's saying it.
I don't care how he says it. I don't mind grooming myself. Good morning. Two Jams, 3 Live crew rocking with you. Drinking just saved our lives with some salmon cake breakfasts, and I'm so thankful. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's some brother stuff right there now. We do birthday trivia, but right now I would like to play a game called History Trivia.
Okay.
On this day, Roxy, Drinkins, yes. You are not allowed to play because I know you will know the answer.
Gosh.
How you know he know?
Because he's drinking. On this day.
Why you don't think I know?
Okay.
I'm trying to see if you know.
All right.
I'm not saying you don't. I'm trying to see if you do.
Well, let's go.
In 1974, on this day, October the 30th, 1974, Muhammad Ali KOs George Foreman in the 8th round at what event? What was the name of the fight when he KO'd George Foreman in the 8th round?
The name of the fight?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can I get a clue?
The word jungle is in it.
Rumble in the Jungle.
There you go, Bit Rock. There you go, Bit Rock. There you go. If I wouldn't have gave her Jungle, I don't think she would have got it.
Yes, I would have.
You think so? As she gets off the mic and smiles. 18 minutes after 9, man. History trivia. Let's have some fun. Come on. Two Jams. Drinkins on his IG Live blocking people that don't know what fatback is.
Yeah.
And I support
fatback is.
I support that.
Ain't nothing like some good fatback and cabbage and cornbread. That's a meal. Some cornbread, cabbage, and some fatback.
Mm.
Crispy piece of fatback right there. A couple of pieces,
Kristen Fatback.
These days, many people are trying to be more mindful.
Rest in peace, Pops. Bang, 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 bang. 9:38, 22 minutes, and it will be 10 o'clock. This is the free-for-all final hour. You got 22 minutes left to control the radio. Talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Got a lady on the phone says our 6 o'clock hour conversation about Halloween and trick-or-treating. She wants to comment on that.
Well, she been riding with that.
Yeah, yeah. Says
3 hours.
3 hours with that right there, Big Rock. And just to catch everybody up, personally, I'm not in the Halloween spirit at all. I don't feel like getting a costume. Probably not going to dress up tomorrow or nothing. Zay is going trick-or-treating
like
with his
Halloween
homie.
The Halloween version of Scrooge.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is. I don't even really like it, but it is what it is. And if I do some trick-or-treating tomorrow, I mean, not trick-or-treating, but if I turn my light on and have some candy for people, kids can't come to my house without no costumes on.
Yeah, he got all these stipulations.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying?
There it is. That's the whole theme. The whole theme is to dress up as a character for Halloween to go trick-or-treating. They better be creative then, Drake. Put a white sheet on and be a ghost. I don't give a damn, but you better do something.
So you respect the ghost?
I would respect the ghost. I would respect the ghost.
Everybody,
but I'm not
needs respecting
respect
the hood ghost.
You just in some Gucci belt, your little draw showing. I don't need that.
Hey,
you
can't be Gucci Mane?
That ain't the Gucci Mane from the party Saturday.
Yeah.
If you came dressed up like that Gucci Mane, I would definitely give you some candy. Good morning.
I was saying the teenagers said that they're gonna walk up to the door smiling, so they're actually dressed up as disgruntled teenagers, and the trick is you think they're happy because they're smiling. That's their costume.
Oh nah,
who doing that? What's
nah? Seeing you'd be better off just telling me I don't have a costume, because you try to out-talk me with something like that, I'm definitely just going to close the door and turn my
light
on.
I'm not even having that much conversation. I'm just,
hey,
get
just
your candy and go.
Get the candy. Get your it's candy. It's not even that serious.
It's not that
here,
serious.
Baby. Here, baby.
Here, yes.
Nah, it's that serious for me. It's definitely.
My son said that's what him and his friends are going as.
See, disgruntled teenagers.
Well, word up. Get that candy.
You say your son did what?
They're going as disgruntled teenagers, her son and his friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, tell them don't come by my crib, because they ain't going to get no candy. Them smiles going to turn to frowns when they don't get no. Matter of fact, you know what?
Disgruntled is already frowning.
I think I'm going to. No, but they're going to be smiling. So that's the trick.
I know what he about to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have your light on anyway.
No. I'm going to have two different bags of candy. So for people with good costumes, I'm going to get them the good candy. And daggone people that come with no costumes getting Mary Jane's and peppermints.
Mm. Hmm?
What's up?
Give them the Christmas bread with the red and green stuff in them.
I'm going to give them Mary Jane's.
Everybody hates those.
Candy corns and daggone peppermints. That's how I'm rolling if you ain't got no costume.
Black licorice.
Yeah, black licorice. Oh, that's a good one.
You about to have everybody boycotting houses with gray chargers.
Hey, big old freak.
I let Drankins know some news this morning that I thought was going to be devastating to him.
What's that?
But in typical Drank fashion, he was ready. I told him that now, you know, they've changed the content and the parameters of things that you can post on Instagram and Facebook. If you try to put that eggplant emoji with that peach and try to have you a sexual reference, they can flag your account and can suspend your account. Drank said he don't give a damn about that. What you changed to, bruh?
Changing that eggplant to the sub sandwich roll.
What's up?
And that peach to the avocado.
Yeah, my boy didn't say sub sandwiches, did he?
Hey, them sub sandwiches.
Find that sub sandwich emoji for it.
What's up,
huh? Hey, I was going to go with a banana, but my boy said sub sandwiches.
Yeah.
There we go.
That banana worked too, but that roll. Sub sandwich, that fit the more. I like that.
All
right. What? I ain't saying nothing. Right. I just said I like that, Ron.
Sub right. Savage. Bye.
Weezy out of here.
Yeah.
Weezy out of here.
Rest in peace, baby.
Good morning. Hey, sometimes you just got to ignore people. You hear them? Hey, but just ignore them, man. Get that. Don't even acknowledge it. Don't try to write it down so you don't forget.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just wrote it down.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. 9 minutes to 10 o'clock, and you're just in time. Y'all thought we wasn't going to make it today, but you're just in time for birthday trivia.
Birthday trivia.
I said that.
All right, guys. I've got some celebrity birthdays here in front of me, along with clues.
Yes.
You know whose birthday it is based on my clues, your name is your buzzer. Please keep in mind, shenanigans will result in the police. Can I finish? You know what? You've been warned. Shenanigans will result in the loss of a point. And Drake already has a warning.
I have a question.
All right, first up
here.
I got
10 points yesterday. Do I still?
No, you didn't get 10 points. You got 1 point. I put it down on the board.
Remember what she said?
No, she didn't.
Y'all was going back.
First up, why would you get 10 points for one game?
Remember, you got mad at him because he was talking junk to you. And he said, you know what? I'm about to
trying to dry snitch.
Oh, I did say that. I didn't mean it, though. Sorry. Okay. First up here.
Are they shenanigans?
No.
Oh, I was just asking.
This woman, she's an actress. Debbie on Friday.
Drank it. God dang it.
Drank.
Gosh. Nia Long.
Nia Long is correct. Dot, to steal a point, how old is Nia Long?
41.
That is incorrect. Drake, how old is Nia Long?
43.
That is incorrect. She looks freaking amazing. Nia, 49 today, y'all. 49. Yes, she is. Looking at me like I don't know. She's 49.
Oh, shape but a baby,
girl
ain't she?
Good.
Damn, she do.
Yes. All right, next up. This woman, she's a model / actress. We were introduced to her on America's Next Top Model. She beat Yaya that season. Dot.
Eva.
I'll give you Eva.
Thank what? You. Yeah. I know the whole thing.
We just, no. We
I know the whole thing.
We called her Eva for the longest.
But I know the whole thing. Eva Pickford?
No, that's not correct.
Ain't it Pickford? Ain't it Pickford?
I should take a point because you jumped out there, but I won't.
But I'm saying, ain't it Eva something Pickford?
No. All right, Drake, to steal a point.
Stealing.
How old is Eva Marcel is the last name,
by
the way.
I thought it was something like Pete, something like that. I Eva Marcel. That's what I said. But that's what that means. I ain't going to start speaking another language.
Oh, come on.
Eva is... Eva's 37.
That is incorrect. Dang. Dot, how old is Eva?
39.
That is incorrect. Y'all think she's older than she is. 35 today.
Wow.
35. The score is currently tied 1-1. All right, this next person. She is Donald Trump's daughter.
Drankus.
Drank.
What's that girl name?
Mm-hmm.
Because the mama named Melania. And the daughter
That's
name.
Not the mom's name.
I know it's Melania. I can mess up her name. Disrespect happening.
Okay, do you have an answer?
Mm-hmm.
Three, two, one. You don't know.
I do.
Dot.
Donisha.
That's incorrect.
Danya.
I want some more clothes.
Donald
clues.
Trump's daughter. Mogul, TV personality.
I know her.
Ivana Trump. I don't freaking know her name.
Is Ivana?
What, no.
Wait, what'd you say?
Ivana Trump. What?
Back to drinking. I know it. I know it, though. I know it.
What did I say wrong, Rob?
I know it. I know it.
What did I say wrong, Rob?
See, her name is Ivanka.
Ivanka.
No, but I...
So I've got to go to my judges.
Who is what? Who's the judge?
I've got to go to my judges.
He didn't say Ivanka, though. He didn't say Ivanka.
But she knew I knew that word, but I just didn't...
He said Ivana.
That's right. That's right.
But that ain't right.
I knew it was the I-V-A-N name Trump.
But that ain't right.
And she knew I knew that.
But if it ain't right, it ain't right.
I said go to the judges, Rob.
I said it ain't right.
All right. I'm going to go to my judges. Okay. All right. After balling, I will let you all know if Doc gets his point. He said Ivana, but her name is Ivanka.
I get to guess her age, don't I?
If he gets the point. One more. I'll be right back.
I put the new 4Gs on the G. I drop into the block. Now I'm rich deep. Salty.
9:57, man. 3 minutes until 10 o'clock. 3 Live right here on your radio. And y'all know we're in the middle of, well, at the end of, birthday trivia. Today is Ivanka Trump's birthday. And when Roxy asked, I answered with Ivana Trump. And Roxy had to go to the judges to see if I will get that point and, in essence, almost be close to winning if Drankins doesn't know how old.
Yes. So I've gone to the judges. And the judges told me to do something I've never done before, Dot. Give you a half point.
What?
Who the hell was the judge? Because I need to go see them.
Don't worry. I have promised to keep my judges anonymous.
So I got half a point.
Yes.
So I got 2. I got 1.5.
You have 1.5 points.
So if Drankins guesses the age correctly, he wins 1.5.
Yes. So we are here, Drank. For the win, how old is Ivanka Trump?
Can I get a clue?
No.
I was just going to ask what year was she born.
I don't trust it.
What don't you trust?
I got a, nothing. I'm waiting.
What you don't trust?
3, 2, 1. I need an age now, sir.
Well, nobody even knows her.
Now, 35. I need an age. That is incorrect.
Yes. So who's the winner?
That you are the winner with a score of 1.5 to 1.
Yeah.
And she is 38 today. 38.
Yeah.
I still get my 10 points from yesterday, though. No. So we like tied up.
But I do get a point for today. I would like to say this.
Hey, yes. Well, I tell you.
Eva's last name was Pickford when she was on America's Next Top Model.
Exactly. It was. I should have got a half for that, man, because I knew that. You know what I'm saying?
But we refer to her as Eva. Chris. I get the point.
Hey, Chris.
But I just wanted to let Roxy know.
Hey, Chris, I had a homegirl for you, man. Treat you way better. I had a homegirl.
Three-life crew, Drake and Jack and
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.